Welcome to the podcast Spotlight Yourself, your podcast to get visible in Helsinki, in Finland, or wherever you are in the world. I am Michaela, and by moving to Finland just on my own, I have found my self-confidence and courage to show myself and to speak up. That has definitely pushed my career to the next level, and now I want to help you to achieve the same, and I wish you a lot of fun with this episode. Hello, I am very happy to have you here as a listener again. And in this episode, I want to cover a topic that is also a very important part of my coaching program. And this is why you are doing something. Why you are doing your job. Why you want to work in a certain position, in a certain business sector, or for a certain company. I can tell you why I am doing the Spotlight Yourself project with this podcast and my coaching, because I see so many young women who are not aware of their own value. They are so intelligent, they are so highly skilled, they have work experience, they have amazing personalities, they are empathetic towards other people, they have a feeling what the people in their environment need. But despite of all that, they are not aware of all these own strengths. They have all reasons to go through this life of courage and to act in their professional life of self-confidence, but they think they are not good enough. They don't have anything important to say, and they are afraid to be rejected or just don't want to upset anyone. So they better play small, they don't speak up for their interests, they don't want to get that much in the focus of others. But at the same time, I see that they feel this little frustration growing inside themselves. Why no one is seeing their full potential? Why they don't get the job or the promotion or the salary or just the recognition that they deserve? And then they try to find other explanations for this in the outside circumstances, that it is the manager or the employer or the company who is to blame for that, or that it is Finland and the Finnish recruiters who are not open enough for people from abroad, or that they have these thoughts because an ex-boyfriend or an ex-husband or their parents or previous boss just told them once that they are not good enough or not smart enough, and they just believed it until today. And I can say I know how this feels. I know how it is to think you are not good enough, that all others around you are better and more experienced, that you are the only stupid person in the room, and what you would like to say can just be stupid for all the others, so you better keep quiet and you play safe and you hide your insecurities. Hopefully nobody else will notice it, and after a long workday full of exactly those moments, you come home and you could actually explode with all your frustration, wondering what you are actually doing here, why you can't realize your actual potential. And you have the feeling that there is so much more in you, and if other people would just see this, it would just be so great. But at the same time, you have no idea how to make this happen without taking too much risk to lose your face in this. And for me, it was first a very slow process out of these ways of thinking when I was still working in Germany at the beginning of my career. But then luckily I had colleagues and mentors who step by step made me believing a little bit more in my own competences. And then the true game changer for me was moving to Finland just on my own, building up a new life here from zero. And that had let me grow personally very strongly, and suddenly I had more courage to speak up for myself and to present who I really am right from the beginning, for example, to potential Finnish employers. And I have now gone through a development where I have become also really conscious about my own personality, about my own thinking, and about also the interactions with other people. And if you have recognized yourself in the points that I have described here in the beginning, that you feel that you are not good enough, that you are lacking self-confidence, that you would like to be more visible, more recognized, and more successful in your job, then I am 100% sure that you can get there as well, or that you can get rid of these kind of thinking. And that requires a little shift in your own mindset. I have experienced that. It requires some rethinking of patterns and dogmas that you have or that you had set for yourself before. And that requires asking yourself different questions. And to share all this, or to share all this with you to give you inspirations for this topic, this is why I am doing this podcast. And to go more deeply and to really make a change for you, to encourage you to do something in a different way, to achieve different results in your life. This is why I am doing this coaching. And I have received a feedback from one coachee who did my 6 weeks Spotlight Yourself coaching program, what I want to share with you here. She said, "Michaela's coaching program is easy to integrate in the everyday life and focuses on what should be most important, you. Different weekly exercises help me to learn and think about myself and show new possibilities and aspects I have not considered before. Interesting conversations evolved from the weekly personal sessions and pushed me to a bit more cautious and dare something I have been hesitant about before. Being more aware about my personality and traits is definitely boosting my self-confidence. Michaela has a very positive and motivating character and makes the coaching fun and instructive at the same time." And you know, this is exactly it. Receiving this kind of feedback, this is why I am doing what I am doing, because this transformation of a person to more awareness of the own personality, to more self-confidence, this transformation that was visible in the coaching calls with this person. And this is absolutely fulfilling when you are talking to a person and you see that you are asking the right questions and that this person opens up and starts to shine more and more when you talk about the strengths and the dreams and the visions. And this then really makes an impact in her life. And consequently, all this keeps me going on as well. So I have my reasons and my mission why I am doing this coaching and why I am doing this podcast. And then seeing that that realizes for one person, this is amazing. And this encourages me to continue to reach more people with this message. And nevertheless, there will also be moments where I have the feeling it is getting harder or more difficult, but this strong why behind it, this is what lets me continue. And for you, whatever your target is at the moment, I really hope that you have a clear why for yourself as well. Because if you have a clear why behind the things that you do, if you can clearly formulate it, other people will recognize that. If you have a clear why behind your target, this is when your eyes start to shine when you talk about it. This is when you have an emotional connection to your topics that is recognizable in your voice when you talk about it. And I guess you have recognized it in the first part of this podcast episode when I talked about my own why I am doing this podcast and this coaching program. That I'm not just listing 5 facts in a dry and sober way, but I'm connecting a lot of emotions with this topic. And I would make the assumption that this is the reason why you are still listening to me here. Because we all like listening to emotional and honest and authentic stories. So if you are looking, for example, for a specific job, why do you want to work exactly in this field? What is your motivation behind it? And what do you want to achieve? Why are you looking for this specific job? Can you express this motivation in your job application, in your cover letter, and then in the job interview? Or if you are leading a project at work, where you have to keep your colleagues motivated to deliver for their tasks and duties, how do you communicate this to them? You have to define your why behind this project, right? What drives you for realizing exactly this topic? What drives your motivation? What is your why? And your why for a job or a project that can be based on your professional skills and experiences that you have made so far in your professional life. Things that really had an impact on you, or things that really touched you, or maybe also bad experiences that you definitely don't want to experience again. Or your why can also be based on personal reasons, personal experiences, or your values. Or the ideas that you have. If, for example, human rights or the climate change or a conscious and sustainable lifestyle play a big role for you. And having clarity on this, having clarity what is your why that lets you do the things that you do and that you want to achieve, this is a very important step for getting successful. Because this will always motivate you to continue, no matter how hard it might sometimes feel to reach your targets. And I think the best possible example that you can always keep in mind, for me actually, it is the story of Thomas Edison. Because he was the guy who invented the electric light, or in other words, he successfully built the first electric light bulb. That was in 1879. And it is said that it took him 9,000 attempts to make that happen. While his assistants already told after the first 1,000 attempts that this is going to fail. But Thomas Edison, he had this vision of this electric light bulb, and he continued based on this motivation, no matter how often he failed. So he knew why he is doing this. And luckily he did, because I mean, we never know if he would have given up earlier, would we nowadays have electric light if nobody else would have had this motivation either to try this out and to build an electric light bulb, right? So, in that sense, I wish you all the motivation and especially clarity about why you want to reach your next target. And if you feel that you need a little push for that, then I would also like to invite you to have a look on my single coaching sessions, which are over 1.5 hours via Zoom. And I'm offering this on my website under michaela-kettner.coach/single sessions. Thank you for listening. I hope this episode was inspiring and empowering for you to get more visible and to speak up for your interests in your everyday life and especially at work. And if you feel that you need a little push for your success because you have a certain issue that hinders you to get fully successful in your career, might it be how to write a good job application, how to handle a difficult discussion at work, how to hold a successful presentation, or how to find your clear vision for your next step in your career? Then you can get my own tips and tools in a single coaching session over 1.5 hours. And you can find all the information to that on my website under michaela-kettner.coach/single sessions. And if you want to really spotlight yourself doing your job search or to boost your career, if you want to improve your self-confidence and make other people listen to you, then I would like to invite you to work together with me over 6 weeks in a one-on-one coaching where you learn how can you identify your strengths and your targets for your career, how you can present yourself in the best possible way, and how you can become a true enrichment for every Finnish company. And you can find my coaching and mentoring program, Spotlight Yourself, as well on my website, or you can contact me for any more information on Instagram under michaela.kettner.fi or on LinkedIn. And no worries if you find it challenging to spell my German name, you will find all my contact details in the show notes. And I would be really happy to connect with you. Also to hear some feedback from you to this podcast and to this episode. And I wish you a nice rest of the day. Get visible and stay tuned. Bye bye.